The following is a recording from Maria Barona from iAdvise on Tuesday, April 28, 2015 at 9 a.m. Central. Anthera first quarter 2015. Good morning. My name is Josh and I will be your conference operator. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Anthera first quarter 2015 earnings conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After this presentation, we will conduct a question and answer session. Instructions on how to ask a question will be given at that time. Thank you for your attention. I'll now turn the conference over to Mr. Enrique Barrera Flores, Investor Relations Officer for Anthera. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you all for joining us and for your continued interest in Anthera. I'm Enrique Barrera, the company's Investor Relations Officer. I'm very pleased to introduce our management team. With us today is Mr. Carlos Danell, Chairman of the Board, Mr. Enrique Mayor, Compartamos Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Patricio Diaz de Bonilla, Chief Financial Officer. They will review the results for Anthera as well as the various operating and newsworthy items for each of the subsidiaries for the first quarter period, as per the report that was issued yesterday. If you didn't receive a copy of the release, or if you have any questions, please do not hesitate to contact our Investor Relations Department in Mexico City. If you are a member of the media, we ask you to contact our directly, as this call is for the financial market. Please note that during this presentation, Anthera may make forward-looking statements. These do not account for future economic circumstances, industry conditions, company performance, or financial results. Additional information on the forward-looking statements can be found in the disclaimer located in the earnings release. I would now like to turn the call over to Mr. Carlos Danell for his presentation. Carlos, please, go ahead.
Thank you, Enrique, and good morning to everyone. Let me start today's conference call by sharing with you the changes to our board composition, which were approved in last Friday's shareholders meeting. First off, Mr. Alvaro Rodriguez, who has been a board member since 2003, will transition in his role with Anthera. As we have communicated in the past, the future of Anthera is tightly linked to our ability to innovate and grow by building new businesses. In our search to build the human talent to meet this challenge, we have asked Alvaro to act as an external advisor to management in innovation and growth. Alvaro brings to this task a long track record in the innovation, knowledge of the base of the pyramid, deep insights of the operations of Anthera. To better serve his future role as external advisor, Alvaro decided it would be best to step out of this role as a board member to solely concentrate in this new role. We are forever grateful for his years of service in the board, including his role as chairman for 4 years, through which Compartamos and Anthera transformed from a small finance company to a multinational financial inclusion leader. We look forward to his future contributions as an advisor for innovation and growth as he strengthens management ability to meet the challenge of the future. Secondly, Mr. Guillermo Simán also steps out of his role as a board member after 5 years of service. Guillermo's experience as a multinational entrepreneur was key through this period when Anthera implemented its strategy of moving from a single-country company to a multi-country company. Guillermo greatly assisted in efforts to acquire operations in Peru and to start up operations in Guatemala. We're in debt with Guillermo for all of his contributions, and we're sorry that his current business responsibility makes it impossible for him to devote the required time to serve on our board. Now, with the exit of our esteemed colleagues, the shareholders have named Mr. Javier Arrigunaga and Mr. Antonio Rayo as new board members for Anthera and Compartamos. Mr. Arrigunaga has a long track record in the financial sector in Mexico and abroad. His professional experience includes his work in Mexico Central Bank and the IPAP, which is the Deposit Insurance Fund for the Mexican banking sector. In the private sector, Javier has a distinguished career, which includes his tenure as CEO and chairman of Banamex and chairman of the Mexican Banking Association, in which he led the sector through very profound changes brought about by the financial reform recently approved by Congress. We look forward to Javier's involvement in Anthera and income pasamos in the years to come. Mr. Rayo, the second new board member, is a successful entrepreneur and investor in the innovation and technology sector. Among his startups, he is co-founder of Kio Network, the pioneer of data centers in Mexico, as well as NACware, iWare, and Digital Media Studio. He also served as CTO for Grupo Televisa in the recent past, and he served in Cantera's IT Commission since 2012. We are excited to have Tony join the board as we look for opportunities to innovate in our business model and to enter the digital economy. Finally, and to further strengthen the co-leadership role of Carlos Labarthe and myself, the shareholders of Compartamos Banco have named Carlos Labarthe chairman of the board. As such, I will remain as chairman for Gentera, and Carlos will now be chairman of Banco Compartamos, as well as executive vice president of Gentera. Now, before reviewing the performance of Gentera's first quarter, I would also like to highlight two very significant recent events. First, as you might recall, last quarter we mentioned that we were expecting CNBV authorization to proceed with the acquisition of Pagos Intermex. I am pleased to report that the acquisition was finalized on April 15th for a total of 2,011 million pesos. Intermex is a Mexican company with over 10 years of experience in remittance services, mainly from the U.S., with retail operations in 13 states throughout Mexico and 60 branches primarily located in the states of Puebla, Guanajuato, Oaxaca, and Jalisco. Remittances and the products linked to them, such as savings and payments, are part of the building blocks necessary for Gentera to transition to being a multi-country and multi-product company. We have started the integration process with Intermex, which we expect will take at least 18 months to capitalize on the expected synergies. Secondly, on March 23rd, Gentera announced the purchase of the remaining 15.8 stake in Compartamos Financiera, formerly Financiera Crear in Peru, for $27 million. As you might recall, it was part of the plan with our initial acquisition, in which we benefited from the original shareholders' experience in the first years of ownership in Peru. As a result of this transaction, Gentera now holds 100% of Compartamos Financiera's share. This piece of the puzzle is relevant as we believe that Peru is a key element in achieving our goal of financial inclusion throughout the Americas, and a logical step now that we feel as locals in the Peruvian market. We'll now move into the results of the quarter, where during the period we once again experienced continued progress in the implementation of our strategy as a multi-product, multi-country company. For Gentera, portfolio growth during the quarter was 13.9%, with a 14% year-on-year growth coming from Banco Compartamos, our operation in Mexico, which is also our largest subsidiary. This growth was driven by Crédito Comerciante and Crédito Crece y Mejora products, both part of our group product offerings, which are currently the ones with the fastest growth at 32.5% and 32.1% increases, respectively, versus the first quarter of 2014. In terms of asset quality in Banco Compartamos, NPL stood at 3.1%, which, although a slight increase from the recent past, is still below our guided range for good quality assets. Peru continues to grow at a good pace. As I mentioned before, this is a market where we're committed to, and we're very pleased with a total loan portfolio growth of 13% and 13.4% client growth compared to first quarter 2014. Total clients stood at 241,000, which is more than double from what it was when we acquired Financiera Crear. Specifically, we saw growth of over 57% in group lending clients, which, as you know, is a core part of our strategy of bringing our expertise of group lending into the Latin American markets, where this product is virtually non-existent. Moving on to Guatemala, we continue with our strategy of improving asset quality of this operation after a period of important growth. As we have been mentioning in the past, this growth and control process is the normal process in our business, and particularly for Gentera, where we seek stable, profitable growth from all of our operations. As a result of this process, Compartamos Guatemala loan portfolio grew 11%, and NPLs improved from 5% in the fourth quarter of 2014 to just 2.6% at the end of the first quarter of 2015. However, while NPL levels have improved in Guatemala, the number of clients being served currently has contracted to 59,000 in the first quarter of 2015, compared with 71,000 served in the first quarter of 2014. Now, the growth in all of our portfolios led to a growth of the top line of 16.7% when compared to the first quarter of 2014, and required a 17.9% growth of operation expenses. It is crucial to underline that the expense line included 242 million pesos for special marketing campaigns, which I will let Enrique Macos explain with detail. This special investment in marketing, we are confident, will drive up client loyalty, loan size, and client growth in the months to come. Even with this effort, annual net income growth was 17.4%, which is in line with our guidance of EPS growth for 2015. Now, Yasta, the company's correspondent network manager, reached a total of 2,163 affiliates during this quarter. These affiliates have now been approved to execute financial transactions by the CNBV. Thus, during the quarter, Yasta executed close to 3.2 million transactions, out of which 200,000 transactions were financial. Adding financial transactions is key in our ability to offer massive saving services to our clients, a goal that we're committed to in the medium term in order to better serve our clients. Now, for Aterna, the company's microinsurance broker, the business line concluded the first quarter of the year with 3.8 million active life insurance policies throughout its operations in Mexico and now also in Guatemala and Peru. This is significant because we consider Aterna a key vehicle for the company in the generation of social value for the markets in which we operate. But finally, shareholders approved in last Friday's meeting a dividend payment of 76 cents per outstanding shares to be paid on May 15th. This payment is consistent with a standing dividend policy of paying out 40% of prior year's earnings. Shareholders also approved to reestablish the buyback program of 700 million pesos and approved the cancellation of 9.48 million shares that were previously repurchased through this program. As a consequence, today, Centena now has a total of 1,638,682,719 shares outstanding. Prior to turning this call to Mr. Macos, I want to mention that Centena came in second place in the Great Place to Work rankings for companies with more than 5,000 employees. This was the ninth year in a row that Centena was nominated and top ranked, and we are very proud and very humbled once again for this distinction. I must thank our staff for making this possible again. As you can see, we have great reasons to be excited about 2015 and what lies ahead. We expect to continue operating in a competitive landscape that brings out the best in our team and at the same time continues to challenge us. I will now turn the call over to Enrique, who will review in detail the performance of our financial operations. Thank you, Carlos, and thank you all for your presence in this conference. As you have noted in Carlos' comments, first quarter results are in line with our expectations and guidance for this year. I would like to explain a little bit further some of the business dynamics for our operations in Mexico, Peru, and Guatemala. And let me start with Mexico. In Mexico, we reached 14% increase in our portfolio compared with the same quarter of last year, and net income increased. We had an increase of 16% compared with the same period of last year. NPLs increased from 2.9% to 3.1% in a year-to-year basis. While individual lending portfolio continues improving its quality, group lending portfolio
shows a slight and controlled increase of its NPLs due to a more aggressive growth strategy, specifically in Crédito Comerciante and Crédito Crece y Mejora products. This product grew 30% in portfolio in a year-to-year basis. However, in any case, we are still within the 3 to 5% NPL guidance for the group lending portfolio. It is important to notice that Crédito Mujer product, which represents 70% of the group lending portfolio, is still outstanding with a 1.8% NPL. You will remember that in our last conference, we pointed out that we were doing important marketing investments with our customer loyalty program. This is also part of our aggressive strategy to grow our group lending customer base. And just to give you a quick reminder of the program, we are recognizing with a better pricing those customers with better repayment behavior and repeated use of Compartamos loans. Results have been coming as expected. In Crédito Mujer, we have reached a retention rate of 85% of our customers, figure that has never been reached before. Also, Crédito Comerciante improved its retention rate from 72% in last December to 76% at the end of this quarter. Also, as a result of the program, average loan per customer has increased by 125 pesos in average in the last 3 months. And very important, repayment rate has improved if we observe what we call early NPLs, which are loans between 8 to 90 days past due. So we can expect that this program will also help to maintain a good balance between a more aggressive growth and the quality of our portfolio. Customer growth has also started to increase. While last year customers increased by 3.4% in the entire year, just in this first quarter we grew 1% when traditionally the stronger growth comes by the second half of the year. We expect that the rest of the year our growth will continue being stronger than last year. We feel comfortable that the investment in this marketing initiatives will pay out and will allow us to maintain better conditions in our product offer in favor of our customers. And now, regarding our savings products, the project is moving as defined in our timeline. At this point, we migrated our 120,000 customers in Veracruz from the former temporary platform to the new SAP platform. This will allow us to take advantage of all the synergies of having our entire product offering under the same high-tech platform. By the second half of the year, we are about to start offering the product to customers in Puebla region to test not only the product and its features, but also different transactional channel options such as Yasta, Compartamos traditional branches, and even Intermex branches, our new remittances business. Let me now step to Peru. In Peru, we are proud of the performance of our management team. Crédito Supermujer, our group lending product, continues growing with high portfolio quality, and we have become relevant in an underserved market segment, with more than 85,000 customers and a 57 customer growth in the year-to-year basis for this product. Total portfolio in Peru has grown 13%, as well as the number of customers. NPLs improved since last quarter, dropping from 5.7% to 5.5%. We are confident that we will continue reaching our projections in Peru, since we have an important opportunity with the group lending product, and we have a clear understanding of the strategy to continue being relevant in the individual lending product. We feel motivated to continue growing in the Peruvian market as part of our expansion strategy. And finally,
talking about Guatemala, you may remember that by the second half of last year, specific actions were needed to control some business fundamentals. Results are starting to show up. We have dramatically improved the quality of the portfolio from 4.9% NPLs at the end of last year to 2.6% in this quarter. At the same time, we have also improved our average balance by 12% in a year-to-year basis. And the FTE turnover has reduced by more than a half in the last year. As we explained before, last year we needed to control the business in Guatemala, and the direct implication was a 16% of reduction in our customer base from 71,000 customers in the first quarter of 2014 to 59,000 by the end of last quarter. However, we feel comfortable that by the second half of this year, we will start growing again in that market, and we will meet our projections for the year. As you can see, this quarter results are in line with our projections, and we are comfortable with the guidance for the year. As we have always done, we will continue working with emphasis in solving our customer needs. And now, let me open the stage for Patricio, who will give you specifics on the financial information of the group.
Thank you, Enrique. I will now review the Gentera first quarter 2015 financials before we move to the Q&A session. Interest income reached 3.9 billion pesos, a 16.7% increase when compared with the same period of 2014. This growth, which is above the 13.9% in loan portfolio, was mainly the result of the dynamism of Crédito Comerciante loan products, which grew over 32% during the trailing 12 months and have experienced a higher rate than the rest of the product. As such, Mexico represents still 90% of these results. In terms of Gentera portfolio yield, this figure stood at solid 65.9%. Interest expenses for the first quarter decreased by 6.3%, despite the 10.5% higher liability. This interest expense improvement reflected Gentera's ability to fund its portfolio at a very inexpensive cost as a result of a historically low interest rate environment, as well as a much tighter spread on our liabilities. Provisions for loan losses increased by 86.3% during the quarter, a proportionally higher increase than the 25% NPL growth. This increase was due to the low provisioning level that we experienced during the first quarter of 2014. As we discussed previously, during 2014, we reclassified the individual lending product for provisioning, and as a consequence, there was a lower than expected provisioning level, which distorts this analysis to an extent. As a result, NIM for the quarter stood at 49%, a slight decrease when compared to the first quarter of 2014. Commission and fee income increased by 22% during the quarter, reaching 238 million pesos. It is worth mentioning that Banco Compartamos generated 138 million pesos of this amount, just that 73 million, the Peruvian business 18 million, and finally Aterna 9 million in fees. In Banco Compartamos, 60% of the fees is seen from delinquent customers, and the remainder were fees generated by the insurance product sales. Fee expense rose 12.8% below the fee income, thereby widening net fee revenue. Fee expenses resulted from the use of third-party infrastructure to disburse and collect loans. Other operating income represented 54 million, mostly explained by the recovery of delinquent loans that have been previously written off, as well as VAT recovery that we had during the quarter. During the first quarter, operating expenses increased by 17.9% compared with the first quarter of 2014. I must mention that every year, expenses tend to be heavier toward the first half of the year, which is when we invest most of the required infrastructure of the year. Thus, infrastructure expenses represented 15.5% of these line items. If you recall, in the prior conference call, we discussed the launch of an aggressive marketing campaign in Mexico, which had a goal that was threefold. First, it was to present a better product in the market, which would be difficult to replicate, and would also differentiate Compartamos from competitors. Second, we aim to increase the share of wallet of Banco Compartamos with the customers. And thirdly, we sought to consolidate Compartamos as the preferred financing alternative in the market. In this effort, we spent over 242 million pesos, which represented 10.5% of the expenses. It is important to highlight that 40% of the marketing effort has already been utilized, and thus we expect that over the course of the following quarters, the spending will gradually slow down, which we believe that it was important to start aggressively to get traction in the market with this campaign. Salaries and benefits represented 63% of the operating expenses during the quarter. A strategic project represented another 11% of these expenses. Efficiency for the quarter was 68.7%, which was an improvement from over the 70% reported in the previous quarter. As expenses decelerate and revenue continues to grow over the coming quarters, we expect this ratio to shift towards the mid-60s range that we mentioned in our guidance for the year. Gentera's reporting net income of 729 million pesos, an increase of 17.4% compared to the first quarter of 2014, is what we believe to be a step in the right direction, leading us towards the net income guidance for the year. And finally, with regards to the ROE and ROA, these ratios stood at 23.9% and 9.6% respectively, which are well in line with the figures that we have guided in the past. Thus, we are very enthusiastic with the numbers that we are delivering and the dynamism that we saw in the first months of the year. This is it for my part of the presentation. Could we please move on to the question and answer session of the call, please?
Certainly. At this time, we will open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touch-tone phones now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, just press star 2. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1. And our first question comes from Frederic Memaris from UBS.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for the conference call. I have a couple of questions. The first one on the asset quality. We saw that the NPL ratio increased. That's something you had flagged largely over the past few months. And it increased in particular in group lending. I just wanted to know, how should we think in the coming quarters about the NPL ratio? Where do you think you would be happy with the NPL ratio? What kind of sustainable level are you expecting, and when do you think you would reach it? And then my second question has to do with the OPEX. Thank you for the caller during the call. Just wanted to make sure I understood what you mentioned. On the OPEX, you said you had this big marketing plan that represented about 10% of the overall expenses in the first quarter, and then we have the strategic project, which represents another 11%. What is the trend line for the next quarters, or what is the trend that we should be expecting in terms of the cost to income trending back towards the mid-60s, which is your guidance, if I remember well? Thank you.
Thank you, Frederic. This is Enrique. And let me answer the question regarding the asset quality in the group lending product. As we explained, we have been looking at an important increase in the portfolio specifically in the Crédito Comerciante and the Crédito Crece y Mejora products. This is in line with our growing strategy, as we have explained in the past. Microfinance is about growing and controlling. And last year, we remember that we had a controlling phase for the group lending methodology with very, very important improvement in the quality of the portfolio. So this year, the strategy is to grow again that portfolio through this product. And as you can see, we grew over 30% in this product. So, but at the end, we don't feel nervous about this behavior. We believe that this is in line with the behavior, natural behavior of our products. We are within the 3 to 5% NPL guidance that we have always given for this kind of product. And also, we are comfortable that the customer loyalty program that we are implementing is also something that will encourage our customers to have a better behavior. So we believe this is under control for the future.
And Fred, let me talk about the operating expenses. Yes, as you know, of the 2.3 billion pesos that we spent during the quarter, 242 million pesos were related to the Precio y Lealtad marketing effort. So as you can see, if you took those 242 million pesos, actually efficiency is in the low 60s range, and we have been guiding mid-60s range for this year. As we discussed in the previous call, we knew that we had the flexibility due to the strong profitability that we were having to be very aggressive in the marketplace to consolidate Banco Compartamos as the leading provider in the country, which, as we have discussed in the past, is now more competitive and have stronger players in the marketplace. So we decided to go with this strong marketing effort to consolidate us in the marketplace. So as we started aggressive in this campaign, we have already spent 40% of what is expected from this marketing effort. So all the 40% of these expenses are skewed towards the first half of the year, and the income that we are expecting will come later in the year. So the expenses decelerate in the coming quarters and income starts to pick up again, we expect to finalize the year in the mid-60s range that we guided since a couple of years back. So nothing really to worry about. It was our decision to go through this effort because, again, we really think that the customers need, those loyal customers need to have a better product that differentiates Banco Compartamos from the rest of the players.
And just to complement Patricio's comments on this, I can tell you that the incremental income that we are expecting from this customer loyalty program are basically in four lines. The first one we are expecting, and we are noticing now improvements in the customer retention rate. The second one is we are expecting better results in cross-selling. We are expecting also increase in the average balance of the customers. We now have been 125 pesos in average increase in the last quarter, and we also are expecting a better portfolio quality. So as Patricio was telling, we believe this program will pay off.
That's great. That's very clear. Thank you. And just to confirm, the 65% or mid-60s, that's for the full year or that's for the fourth quarter in terms of guidance?
No, for the full year. Please remember, we always talk about the all the ratios that we guide are for the full year because specific quarters don't capture the entire seasonality of the business.
That makes sense. Thank you very much for the color.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Marcelo Sintra from Goldman Sachs.
Hi, good morning, everyone. So thank you for the call. My first question would be a quick follow-up on the previous questions regarding operating expenses. As you guys mentioned, you had 252 million pesos related to strategic products. So there was a sharp drop quarter over quarter on these expenses. So I would like to better understand from you guys how we should see the seasonality on this line going forward, or if these 252 million pesos per quarter should be more recurring given that the SAP is almost already fully implemented. And then I will do my second question. Thank you.
Okay, in terms of operating expenses, as we have explained in the past, the evolution from Gentera is happening today, right? So we are investing in the next phase of the group, now the shift from a single product, single country to a multi-product, multi-country strategy that we have followed, of course, requires some investments in IT, investments in further capabilities, in new business development, and this is what we capture in the strategic projects line item and that we disclose in the press release. Of course, this is an ongoing effort. It's not something that will stop because the evolution, I mean, it doesn't stop in one quarter alone. No, it's something that will be maintained over time as a required investment to have a stronger capability in Gentera, and I would think that those investments are paying off in better service to the customer, better information to take better decisions, and greater control of the business. So, yes, they are required not only to run the business, but for the next phase of development. And this is why what we have guided is to remain within the mid-60s range still of efficiency, because this is a continuous effort that doesn't stop in one quarter.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. And my second question is regarding your other operating income. As you mentioned during the presentation, there was a significant increase in the income mainly related to recoveries of written-off loans. So I just would like to hear from you guys, how do you expect and how do you see this line going forward, and if we should expect this line to remain somewhat strong, given that we couldn't have maybe a pickup in the Mexican economy, mainly in the second half of this year, and how we should expect this line. Thank you.
Okay. In our operating income, what we register normally is, on the positive side, as you mentioned, written off loans that in order to reestablish their loan with our customers, in order to reestablish their loan with Banco Compartamos, we need to pay a fee. That fee generated at another income line item, and that's part of what you've seen there. And other part is, we as many companies in Mexico were expecting to receive VAT from the tax authorities in Mexico. We started to see that those inflows coming into the company, and this is why some of the VAT that was not given back to us in the previous years is now flowing, and that's part of what you see there. And on the negative side there, donations that we do during the year affect that line item. So what you should expect going forward is that plus 60-something percent will decrease as we donate money for social responsibility projects during the course of the year. So the written-off loan fees will continue to flow, but that's something difficult to predict. But again, the biggest impact again this year or this quarter is the VAT also recovery that we had during the quarter. So Again, going forward, what you see is a combination of both, not only donations, but those fees generated by the delinquent customers.
That's perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Gustavo Lobo from BTG Pactual.
Hi, everyone. Most of my questions have already been answered. Just a follow-up on the efficiency side. As you mentioned, that your expectations of mid-teens, mid-60s cost-to-income ratio for full year, and as the beginning of the year was above the level, so we assume that it should be trending down along the year. So my question is, for 2016, do you already see cost-to-income ratio coming at low 60s or even a level below that, and what should be the trend going forward? Thank you.
Yes, as you know, and as we have discussed, part of the expenses related to infrastructure, hiring people, and all that are more skewed towards the first half of the year, and this is why during the first and second quarter, normally the efficiency ratio picks up quite a bit, and as the income comes for the third and fourth quarter, and the demand for credit specifically in the fourth quarter picks up again, normally this ratio moves towards the mid-60s range that we have discussed in the past. So what you see is maybe this second quarter is still under the above 60, around 66-67% efficiency ratio for the second quarter, and gradually coming down to the mid-60s range for the year. And going forward, what we have said is that gradually we aim to bring these numbers down to the low 60s range, but this is something that will happen in the medium term, not necessarily in the 2016 year.
That's clear, thanks. And just a quick question regarding loan growth. I know you're a little below guidance, but you're okay with that because you usually accelerate along the year. So just checking how comfortable you still are with growing 15-17% and going forward, what should we expect of loan growth? Thanks.
Yes, Gustavo, we actually feel very comfortable with the guidance of 15-17% of growth in our portfolio this year. We have explained a little bit about the strategy that we have, the marketing strategy, and the behavior of the first quarter shows that we are in line with what we can expect for the rest of the year.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your phones now. Again, that is star 1 to ask a question. Our next question comes from Rodrigo Sanchez from Morgan Stanley.
Hey, hi, good morning, everyone. I have two questions. The first one is regarding taxes. This quarter you had a lower than expected effective tax rate. We just wanted to know if you expect this tax rate to continue throughout the year, or if it should increase. And the second question is, could you share with us what percentage of your clients have more than one credit with you?
Okay, thank you, Rodrigo. This is Patricio. As we mentioned in last conference call, what we expect for the tax rate should be around 34% for the full year. As you know, the new fiscal reform has some non-deductible items specifically related to benefits to employees, and they build up over the course of the year. So what you see today is the starting point in terms of the year. This is why we're around 30-something%. And gradually, as the non-deductible line items start to hurt the tax rate. Gradually, will move upwards toward the around 34% range that we guided for the year. So, in terms of taxes, that would be it.
Okay. And the other question regarding the cross-selling.
Sorry, I couldn't hear your question.
The other question is if you could share with us like the percentage of your clients that have cross-selling products with you.
What we estimate is what the figures that we've seen in the credit bureau is.
Rodrigo, it's 450,000 customers that are taking another credit without.
Yeah, so essentially, Rodrigo, this is Carlos. The group lending clients from Credito Mujer are eligible to have a second loan. So within that client base, there are about 450,000 customers that actually have that product.
Yeah, remember that we have two main products for two main different segments, the digital lending, the group lending. And yes, what Carlos is explaining is that in the group lending is where we have the opportunity to do this cross-selling, which is mainly an additional credit line for those customers that have a special opportunity during the life of the 4 months loan, and that's the number that Enrique just gave.
And then, and that's regarding the loans, because every client actually has life insurance, so that's another product that everybody has, and that's 100% of the clients. And then about 50% of the client base is opting into additional coverage for investment, so for insurance. So in that regard, we're moving into a situation in which we want to have, you know, every single client have more than one product, be it payments, be it insurance. And then savings, currently, as was mentioned before, there are 120,000 of our clients that already have a savings account with Compartamos. So in the future, as we massify that product, we estimate that all of our clients, even more than our lending clients, will be able to have a savings account with us.
Okay, thank you very much, Victor. And also, following up on that, could you tell us, why did we see a decline in deposits in Mexico?
What would be, I'm sorry, you're startled a little bit. So it's about deposits in Mexico, but what was the question?
Deposits in Mexico, that we saw a decline from 35 million to 21 million. It had been flat like since 2013. It had remained unchanged. And this quarter it dropped to 21 million. So I'm not sure if you could share with us what happened there.
Okay. What we saw during the quarter, we, as Enrique mentioned, we shifted the platform from proprietary one to SAP. In that migration, some customers decreased the balance that they had with Banco Compartamos in our pilot project. So it decreased from, as you said, 36 million pesos to 21 million pesos. We expect that, again, with 120,000 customers with this debit card, we expect that in the coming months to pick up back again and return to the 30-something million pesos that we had already. As you all know, the savings product is still in a pilot phase. This year will remain as such in this 2015. So this type of volatility in the product should be expected, and it's not something that worries us about.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Again, if anyone would like to ask a question, please press star 1 at this time. Again, that is star 1 to ask a question. We now have a question from Marcelo Sintra from Goldman Sachs.
Oh, hi, guys. Thank you for taking another question from my side. So it's just a follow-up on the mix that we should expect for Gentera on going forward. When we look at the first quarter results, we see that loans on group methodology decelerated significantly, if I'm not mistaken, from 18% in the first quarter to 12.7% in the first quarter this year. Meanwhile, the growth in individual methodology is still picking up. I just want to know if this is a trend that we should expect on the following quarters, because if I'm not mistaken, you guys were thinking about expertise, which was initially group methodology. So I just would like to hear from you how we should see the trends in loan growth on the following quarters. Thank you.
Marcelo, this is Patricio. As we have discussed in the past, the loan book per specific product has different dynamisms. Once you grow, as we did, Crédito Comerciante very fast, normally NPL follows you and you need to control. Same thing happened in the previous years with individual lending products, in which we grew very fast, and after a period of growing fast that product line, we devoted the effort to bring the NPL down to adequate levels. So what you see today is a consequence of that. We are controlling, in some cases, asset quality and trying to grow the other products to meet our targets. Again, the composition of the portfolio will translate in this 15% growth by year end. However, the dynamics of each product category could vary during the following quarter.
And another thing to bear in mind, Marcelo, is that, and this is Carlos, like Patricia is saying, different products have different dynamisms or seasonalities throughout the year. So what you might have seen is a slowdown in the first quarter on group lending compared to the fourth quarter. It's actually something that happens every single year in terms of, you know, the fourth quarter being a strong growth quarter related to the end-of-year activities of our clients. Again, what we've said in the past is that individual lending in itself is a source of future growth, and as Patricia and Enrique have explained, we have been, going through a cycle of controlling that portfolio to the point that we now have a very low, if you will, NPL ratio for that product. That positions Gentera to again start growing in that line category and to capture the growth in that portfolio for the remainder of the year. As Enrique said, the combination between both the growth in group lending as well as the growth in individual lending makes us very confident that we can meet the target in terms of portfolio growth for the year. And the last thing I would say is that there are things that, again, we're at the early stage, but that are significantly and potentially very encouraging in terms of growth. One example is Peru, in which we now serve, currently over 80,000 clients with Crédito Mujer in a country where, you know, group lending, small ticket, group lending is virtually non-existent. We see this opportunity in other places in Latin America, and I think that eventually as we grow into the region, we will be able to capture that as well. So, again, it's about segmenting different countries and different product lines, but we still see significant growth potential in many of these, you know, working capital loans. And, of course, we see tremendous growth potential in other line items, and as you know, Gentera sees itself as a multi-product, multi-country company in which, you know, we tend a more diverse menu of products for the base of the pyramid. So still lots of room and lots of challenges in the future.
Perfect. Thank you a lot for your explanation. It was very clarifying. Thanks.
Thank you. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1 at this time. Again, star 1 to ask a question. And at this time, I'm showing no further questions in the queue. I'd now like to turn the call back over to Mr. Dunez for closing remarks.
Thank you. And as always, we want to thank you for the time spent on this conference call. We are looking forward to the rest of the year and to speak with you on our second quarter conference call. Thank you very much for your attention, and please let us know if we can do anything else for you. Thank you and good day.